030 8503 8503, die WhatsApp-Nummer zu uns direkt ins Studio.
Versprechen euch dann auch einen Tag Homeoffice. Schönen guten Morgen, hier ist Deutschlandfunk Nova.
Grew up in a city where it's hard to be heard and nothing really has much meaning. Pete had his heart broke once, he never fixed it. Sits there in his chest with his arms crossed through it. Becky had her heart broke twice, she won't risk it again. She don't want to see her heart get ruined. And now she's on her way to wash up and take the orders for spaghetti at Giuseppe's, the cafe on the corner. She did the night shift too, a masseuse at the sauna. She's putting herself through uni, it's hard work. But will it be this way forever? These are lonely days. What if she could be the one that makes it better? He looks away, can't hold her gaze. But will it be this way forever? These are stressful times. What if he could be the one that gets her? She looks away, she's petrified. Now have you thought about retail? Yes, fine with me. Oh, and I can see here that you have a degree. Yes, SP, and international relations. Great, let's see if Primark has space for a placement. Becky clears up from the lunch rush, crushed by the blank eyes. Impolite customers frosting their damn fives into a palm. She thinks there ain't no harm in being civil, though, is there? He folds up his job form, gets up from his chair. The next person sits down with a similar air of dejection. He walks out, heads in the direction of the cafe on the corner for a coffee and some headroom. And this guy comes in, the first customer to close the door behind him. For that alone, she likes him. He sits at the table by the window, reading, half smiling. His hair's messy and his eyes are shining. Can't think what to say, he just stares blankly. Picks up his change, fiddles with his spoon. And as he leaves the cafe, he's consumed with force of her, wishing that he got up the guts to try and talk to her.
Will it be this way forever? These are lonely days. What if she could be the one that makes it better? He looks away, can't hold her gaze. And will it be this way forever? These are stressful times. What if he could be the one that gets her? She looks away, she's petrified.
It's Becky's mate's birthday, they're out for the night. Now Becky's mate is a nightmare type. She flirt with anyone, scream at the top of her voice. But it's her birthday, so Becky don't really have a choice. He sees her in the queue, he doesn't know what to do. She's more beautiful than he remembers. Then she says, alright. And he tries to say something funny but stutters. And now he feels like a muppet. Flush. Inside it's the usual scene. They're dancing at the bar, waiting to get served. Becky's mate screaming about something absurd. And they're all fake laughing, even though nobody heard. So now he's hunting round the room, staring into every booth. The back of every head could be hers, it's no use. He stops by the bar, thinking man, I'll never find her. And then he realizes that he's standing beside her. She stands there awkward, his eyes are as loud as the bass. And she can recognize something in his face. She scribbles down a number, lingering glance. And she lets herself think, maybe this could be her chance.
But will it be this way forever? These are lonely days. What if she could be the one that makes it better? He looks away, can't hold her gaze. Way forever, these are stressful times. What if he could be the one that gets her? She looks away, she's petrified. Will it be this way forever? These are lonely days. What if she could be the one that makes it better? He looks away, can't hold her gaze. And will it be this way
forever? Kate Tempest.
These are stressful times.
Lonely days.
What if he could be the one that gets her? She looks away.